Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In my books and frequently here on World Ocean Radio, I have bemoaned the lack of natural asset evaluation and ecosystem service accounting as a radical new way to assess the true cost and true return of all projects, from permitting to policy initiatives, thereby to understand the full balance of financial consequence for any given action taken in the name of environmental sustainability. To date, all such measurements have been made in the context of gross domestic product, GDP, and profitability, viability independent of environmental externalities, impacts, and incomes, a false or inadequate system by which almost all decisions are made and implemented. That I've harped on this for so long is one measure of the indifference perceived and the lack of response provided. Until now, to my astonishment, on Earth Day this year, April 22, 2022, U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order entitled Change in Natural Asset Wealth, quote, to better account for nature and its benefits in federal decision-making, leading to the first natural capital accounts that will measure the economic value that natural resources provide to society and illustrate how a robust economy depends on a healthy natural environment, unquote. The executive summary is astonishing. It continues, despite how the health of nature drives the health of the economy, implementation of the national economic accounts guides how people see the economy, how governments discuss policy, and how statisticians measure economic growth. These accounts are imperfect. They were devised at a time when nature's ability to provide seemed limitless. Some elements of nature are part of the conceptual framework for national economic accounts, but go unmeasured in practice, unquote. There is a 15-year plan with proposed recommendations. Quote, these natural capital accounts should be pragmatic and support, 1, macroeconomic stability and sustainable development, 2, federal decision-making in programmatic policy and regulatory settings, 3, the competitiveness of U.S. businesses, 4, the resilience of state, territorial, indigenous, tribal, and local communities, and 5, conservation and environmental policy, unquote. And then further, quote, the U.S. government should apply existing authorities and make use of the substantial expertise within federal agencies to develop the system of natural capital accounts and an environmental economic statistics, unquote, should, quote, produce a new forward-looking measure focused on the change in wealth held in nature, should embed the system in the broader U.S. economical statistical system, unquote, as well as conclusion in the U.N. system of environmental economic accounting. What does all this mean? It would seem that we now have a presidential order to create and apply new statistical means of economic evaluation and analysis alternative to the accepted measurement of GDP. A radical change in how economists, policymakers, investors, and markets see the world, a new application of value, a new structure for assessment, and a new code for progressive behavior. The executive summary concludes, quote, if statistics for environmental economic decisions is implemented, what would the outcome be? American income and the American economy depend on nature. The total value of nature can never be put in monetary terms, but connecting nature and the economy is possible and will help America prosper as it overcomes 21st century economic challenges, including those linked to climate change, biodiversity loss, air and water pollution, and environmental injustice, unquote. Can this be real? Is this anything more than words and a good intent? I don't know, but I can assert that if what is seeded in this executive order succeeds, we will have made a subtle but revolutionary change in how we see the world, how we build the future, how we lead in the community of nations. Out of a single drop comes a deluge of oceanic change. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio. This broadcast marks the 650th edition of World Ocean Radio, heard globally through syndication, podcasts, and social media. We are grateful to WERU Community Radio Blue Hill, Maine, where it all began, to all our affiliates and subscribers, and to all citizens of the ocean worldwide whose understanding and support of ocean conservation and renewal is key to civilization and survival. Thanks, everyone, for listening.